This past Wednesday, New Jersey joined states including California, Illinois, New York, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, Vermont, Maine, New Mexico, and let's call it melting ice, passing laws that limit ice activities in their respective states. As I said, this past Wednesday, New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed a trio of immigration laws that really restrict when New Jersey can cooperate with U.S. immigration customs enforcement agents. People calling this one of the most aggressive state pushbacks against ICE. Looking here, one law is S3114, bars both local and federal law enforcement officers, including ICE, from wearing masks during interactions with the public in the state. Another bill, S3522, prohibits state agencies from sharing a person's immigration status without a warrant. And then we have S3521. It bars local police from assisting federal immigration authorities without a judicial warrant by making the state's existing Immigrant Trust Directive policy permanent. And as you would expect, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security did have a reaction to all this, saying sanctuary politicians attempting to ban our federal law enforcement from wearing masks is despicable and a flagrant attempt to endanger our officers. Then why are they going into the airports without masks? Are there no dangers there? Anyway, continuing with their statement, to be crystal clear, we will not abide by this unconstitutional ban. Also said the agency's aggressive posture was the result of local police not working with them. So it's the local law enforcement's fault that all this stuff is happening. And when it comes to dangers and ICE officers, I think it's, as we've seen certainly in Minnesota, the ICE officers wind up being the ones creating the dangers. This trio of new laws adds to what's already taken place over the past year, New Jersey's efforts to restrict ICE activities in the state, and that includes an executive order that Sherrill signed that blocked the agency from state property, and we'll get into this in a moment, the lawsuits aimed at stopping a detention center in Roxbury from being built. With that executive order blocking the ICE agents from state property, yet the Trump administration sued the state over that one, as there's no doubt that the administration will sue over this new trio of laws. Of course he will. But when you consider the batting average of the Trump DOJ puppets in court cases, even just with grand jury indictments, kind of have no doubt that Governor Sherrill believes the odds are certainly with her in New Jersey. Now, while a lot of people agree with all these laws, there is opposition, again, as what you would suspect, on the Republican side. Assemblyman Gary Meyer, who represents Ocean County, critical of the law that will cut down on intelligence sharing between the state and ICE officers and other federal agencies. He said this bill blocks state, county, and local law enforcement from coordinating with federal agencies. Proof Trenton Democrats have learned nothing from recent history. The 9/11 Commission made clear that siloed information and lack of cooperation puts lives at risk. Again, I refer to some of the violent and threatening actions of ICE agents. So whose lives are actually being put at risk here? Anyway, we also have State Senator Michael Testa. He represents Cumberland County, saying here, the governor's decision to sign these bills into law is deeply disappointing and, frankly, dangerous for New Jersey families. It erects barriers where cooperation should exist, creating serious risks for public safety that puts communities in harm's way. New Jersey deserves better than performative legislation that prioritizes politics over public safety. You know what the curse is with the opposition? I mean, it's fine to oppose something. No problem with that. It's, you know, welcome to America. You're encouraged to speak your views and share your thoughts and ideas. But to make blanket statements, generalized statements like that, don't you think that leads to an increase of bigotry and racism, making people think that all people who are non-white and not born in America are going to commit violent, deadly acts against New Jersey families?